I'm joined by the Forage Production Placement Proficiency Award winner, Kaysen Love from the Stephenville FFA chapter in Texas. Kaysen, how are you feeling right now?
I'm super excited. I am elated right now. It was so cool to walk across the stage and just to experience that feeling of like all the people cheering for you and like all your accomplishments, like everything you've done, and you actually show up and you actually get to win the thing. So it's really, really exciting right now.
A lot of hard work and determination. Tell me more about what you did for your project.
Yes, ma'am. So our project always starts, the calendar we like to start is in May is when we start cutting and putting up our hay for the winter. Starting in May, we start with fertilizing and end up about 1,000 acres around. So we end up cutting, raking, and baling, and then putting up hay. I average 79 hours a week this year, and also going through schools, like just balancing that. I learned a lot through that to like have time management. But on our farm, we have all the like putting up into a round bale, and then we also have on the other side like what we do with that forage, and we put it up, feed it to cows. So like we have like a full farm services, like where we on the front end and then the back end.
So what do you most enjoy? Because 79 hours a week, you don't enjoy it, may not be the best. So you obviously enjoy it.
Yes, ma'am. I enjoy the whole thing. It's all like super incredibly fun. Growing up, I've done this my whole life, so it's kind of like just. It's being in tractors, being in the home, being by the cows is being home to me. Just everything. Driving John Deere green tractors, that is my most favorite thing. That green paint, and I love it. Getting to work with my dad as my boss, that's probably my second favorite thing. Used to not like it as much, but I love it now very much. So
how have your responsibilities changed from a younger age now all the way up in high school?
Yes, ma'am. So my responsibilities started when I was younger, just kind of being a yes man, doing what is told, doing exactly, just follow this and this will, it'll work out the outcome. Now it's kind of making those decisions, making more executive decisions on like where we cut first, what we do here, what we plant here. It's more business decisions, if you want to put it that way.
So what's the biggest skill that you learned because of this award area that you've been working at?
Yes, ma'am. I don't know if I could count it as a skill, but probably just getting the work done. I mean, because, like, no one's going to get it done if no one gets it done. If you don't get it done, no one else is going to get it done. So, like, no matter what it takes, just bear down and get it done with. It doesn't matter the conditions. That'd probably be my biggest skill, if you want to put it that way.
Now, what was the biggest thing that you have learned throughout your years?
I think my knowledge base would be my number one thing I've learned throughout my years. So, like, my knowledge base of starting with, like the times to cut, like when we fertilize, like you have to be looking at the rain forecast ahead to know like when you can cut, when you can't cut. The types of fertilizers put down, like different types of grasses, like better and different types of soils, like different types of fertilizers, and also different types of grass you cut different heights. If it's later, you know, earlier in the year or later in the year, you might cut the grass at different heights, so like it'll come back faster. Just my knowledge base of everything and. Also, touching on the backside of, like, cows. Cows is a very simple thing, but to do everything right and, like, make sure they're healthy, there's a lot that goes into that side as well. Just my knowledge base in general has grown so much.
Now, do you want to continue to be part of this area?
Yes, ma'am. I plan to take over my dad's farm whenever his time comes to kind of hang his coat up on it a little bit. So that would be my continuation of the Love Farms is to, like, continues through hopefully more generations that come forth, maybe we'll see. But that would be, I want to continue all the way through if I can.
Now, who would you all like to thank that's gotten you to the place that you are today?
I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for my old man, my dad, first and foremost. Second would be my FFA advisors, Miss Bowers and Ryan Best. I don't even know what to say, like how much they've done for me, how much they've helped me. Like I wouldn't have been here if it wasn't for my dad, and I also would not be here if it wasn't for Miss Bowers, helping me on any time I needed help, like going out of her way for doing everything. I would like to give like a special thank you to her.
Well, congratulations again, Kaysen.
Thank you very much. Thank you for having me.
And that was the Forage Production Placement Proficiency winner, Kaysen Love of the Stephenville FFA chapter in Texas. For National FFA, I am Michelle Stangler.